Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast of Conspiracy Vault. Sorry I've been MIA, been busy, work's been busy, this corona shit's been busy, everything's been busy. Okay, so I apologize, I'm gonna try to be more consistent. I know I got some faithful followers that are already constantly listening to the podcast that I have out. If you haven't, I'd really appreciate it if you're listening to this through podcast or anywhere to please rate my podcast so I could kind of get an idea of how I'm doing, you know, or feel free to leave a comment like work on this, work on that, some constructive criticism. And if you like it, then we could roll with it. It's all good. Today, I'm going to be talking about cruise ships. Not related to the coronavirus. I'm tired of hearing that word. I'm tired of hearing COVID-19. I hear it all the time. So today we're going to be talking about cruise ships and people going missing on cruise ships. We're going to talk about one very specific case that happened back in 1998. We're going to talk about that one. So let's get started. So as many as 200 people have disappeared from cruise ships, commercial cruise ships, since the year 2000. There have been people before that, but I guess they just really didn't document it as good. I could really find only really good numbers from 2000 going forward. Some cases, people believe they saw somebody go overboard or they simply just go missing. You know, if you really think about it, a cruise ship is a hub from port to port. You know, if you need to move humans, drugs, anything like that, a cruise ship would be perfect, you know. And I think a lot of people, mischievous people, take advantage of that. You know, the case we're going to be talking about today is of Amy Lynn Bradley. She went on a Caribbean cruise ship in the late March of 1998. She was 23 years old at the time. Cruise ship members believe she went overboard. There have been many sightings of her in Curaco. That was her supposed destination at the time. In 1999, a U.S. Navy member claimed to have seen a woman in a brothel that resembled her, and she was saying her name was Amy Bradley and she was asking for help in a brothel. If you don't know what a brothel is, I'm gonna try to keep it PG-13. A brothel is basically a house, whatever, where a lot of women go voluntarily or involuntarily, and they sell themselves or somebody else is selling them for a personal pleasure, sex related, basically, you know. And some places they are illegal and some places they are legal, you know, towards like the Asian countries, like Vietnam and all that. Brothels are everywhere. I've seen documentaries on them. I've never been over there. If you're thinking that, I've never have. I just seen it. It's a pretty fucked up place, if you ask me. Just they treat them females like shit. A lot of them are probably like hooked on drugs. They hook them on drugs so they can't go anywhere because they need that drug to function in their everyday life. And by them pimping them out in brothels, they get their fix. So apparently, this Navy member guy in 1998 from the U.S. Navy, he obviously visited the brothel, and the female said her name was Amy, and she was asking for help. You know, and there was two other sightings of that. We'll get into a little bit more detail here in a bit. That was back in the year 1998 when she went missing. Let's keep that in mind. Late March 1998. All right, moving on. On the morning of March 24th of 1998, Bradley was seen drinking with one of the ship's band called the Blue Orchid, one of their members. The band member claimed he parted ways with Bradley around 1 a.m. He parted ways with her around 5:15. according to him. Apparently, he parted ways with her around 1 a.m. And Amy Bradley's father, Ron, went to her cabin and she was asleep. This was between 5:15 and 5:30 on the balcony. He went back around 6 a.m. and she was no longer there at 6 a.m. So between 5:15 and 5:30, after that, she disappeared. She was never seen again. Obviously, the father freaked out. Who wouldn't? You're on a cruise ship. Could have gone overboard. They don't know. An extensive search went on in the ship and in the sea. You know, they looked for her everywhere. They tore the place up. And cruise ships are humongous. You know, I think if you were to try to go through the whole thing, it's honestly, practically impossible to search a whole cruise ship. I've never been on one. I was going to go on one with my wife and my kids in March, actually. What a coincidence. And obviously, COVID happened. He entered the chat room and just messed everything up. So we never went. And thankfully, we never purchased the tickets. We were like a week away from purchasing them. We already had it on our calendar. Purchase cruise ship tickets. And then this happened. And then Diamond Princess. People got sick. People died. So we just said, fuck it. We're not going. Fuck that. But I have seen a cruise ship before in person. I was in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I was vacationing over there and a cruise ship pulled up. He ported probably a mile away and that thing was humongous. So if they did an extensive search, I'm pretty fucking sure they didn't search everything. You know, I will cut my left nut off if I am wrong or right. Y'all choose. So, an extensive search came up, no avail, nothing happened. The Netherlands Coast Guard got involved, conducted a four-day search on sea, which ended March 27th. And the last time she was seen was a morning of March 24th. They don't think Bradley went overboard because she was a trained lifeguard. And investigators that investigated say there is no evidence she went overboard. Which I really don't know how you would gather evidence if somebody went overboard. You know, I don't know. I don't know how they go about that. But I personally don't think she went overboard. I'm 100% sure she didn't. Like, I've been pretty fucked up the night before. And I got up with a hangover. And I'm not falling over my apartment balcony. I'm not falling down the stairs. And I am telling you, I am still hammered. And that has not happened. You know, but if she did go overboard and she was still pretty hammered because they apparently parted ways at 1 a.m. Let's say she kept drinking, or whether or not she kept drinking, but she started drinking since the morning of March 24th. She was drinking with a ship's bandmate, the band Blue Orchid. They drank to around 1 a.m. They parted ways. So, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure your intoxicated level's pretty fucking high at that point. You know, unless you're hitting bumps of coke, you know, you're going to be hammered. Just no way around it. And if she fell, which I still doubt it because I've been pretty jacked and nothing's happened. You know? And so that's, in a nutshell, that's what happened. Now, let's move on. Excuse me. Let's move on to the possible sightings. Two possible sightings happened in Curacao, which is her destination that was supposed to be where the ship was going to dock. Two possible sightings in 1998 and 1999. Two Canadian tourists reported seeing a woman resembling Amy on the beach at Curacao in 1998. Apparently, the witness claimed her tattoos matched. I know she had a Tasmanian devil on the left side and he's like holding a microphone or something. And apparently she's seen that. And going back to the Navy, the U.S. Navy guy that was inside the brothel doing who knows what. He stated that he was in the brothel. And this was in 1999. he claimed she told him, and this is what he said, and I quote, her name was Amy Bradley and begged him for help. That's what he said. Another potential sighting in 2005. This one I find more credible. This one right here. Another potential sighting in 2005. A witness named Judy Maurer claims to have seen Amy in a department store in Barbados. Judy claims that the lady, quote, Amy, entered the restroom with three other men, apparently threatened her that if she did not follow through with the deal. That's all I could find on that. I don't know what the deal was. You know, I don't know if it's going to be like a sex act, a drug. I don't know. Judy claims that the three men briefly left the restroom and that Amy was in there, and that Amy went up to Judy, the witness, and told her that her name is Amy and that she was from Virginia. And then after that, the three men came back in and took her away. Judy, the witness, called authorities. They did a sketch of the three men and the woman, supposedly Amy, based on her account. I find this one more credible, because around 2005, the internet's starting to peak. It's starting to climb. It's getting momentum. And now everything, there's more information out there. There's more pictures. There's more details. There's more everything. Like now you could Google anything and they'll pop up. You know, and back in 1999, 98, I mean, I was a young dude. I was born in 1992. I was probably like, what, 10 or something? Or 8, 6, something like that. I remember there was still pagers and shit like that, you know. You could really just go off watching the news and or the newspaper, and that's it. You move on. You don't have that hub of information at your hand. You know, in 2005, still cell phones didn't have, like, crazy internet and stuff like that. But I find that one more credible because she'd probably seen her picture online, you know, and there was more avenues to get information. And you know, I think, I honestly believe that one. I really do. The one in the brothel, who knows, man? I mean, like I said, brothels are a pretty fucked up place. You know, drugs, sex, diseases. Like, that's a brothel in a nutshell. That's it. You know, if you want to go to a brothel and then tell me about your experience, please feel free to do that. And then let me know how it went, and I will make a podcast about your brothel experience. Okay. All right. And here goes the last info I could find on Amy that's credible. Bradley's mother and father appeared November 17th, 2005 on Dr. Phil. For you people listening, I know some ain't from the U.S. I know some of y'all are from overseas. If you don't know who Dr. Phil is, it's basically a show where a doctor comes on that's bald. And he gets on people's asses, like if they have addictions or they're lazy and stuff like that. Or sometimes they go on there to help. He helps people out. You know, if you don't know who Dr. Phil is, feel free to Google, YouTube, Amy Lynn Bradley, Dr. Phil. And you'll see the pictures on there. You could Google it as well. Just put Amy Bradley, Dr. Phil photo, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Let me continue. So they appeared on the Dr. Phil episode. An image resembling Amy was emailed to the parents. So immediately the parents submitted the photo to a forensics team, broke down the picture, and confirmed 100% that it was indeed Amy. If you see the video, it's pretty provocative. She's like wearing high heels, I think, and like lingerie. If you look at it, even I could tell it was her. Zoom in on her face. One eye leans, I think, to the right or to the left. Like, she's not cockeyed, but she has, like, a lazy eye. You can see it. And, like, it's, like, dead on her. And, obviously, the photos strongly suggest that she was sold off into the sex trade. I think what happened, I think a lot of times people that work on cruise ships, like I've been reading other cases, or even airports, you know, if you've seen that movie Taken, that's a good example with, I can't remember his name, it doesn't come to me right now, What's his freaking name? That movie Taken. That they're like watching them at the airports or spotters and stuff like that. I really think stuff like that does happen. I really think this is my theory of what happened to her. I think she got spotted. She got marked. They liked her. They talked to her. They got her fucked up. They probably put something in her drink. They probably parted ways. Yeah. You know, they probably were watching her room. Or there was probably somebody in the room when the dad walked in. You know, probably got her, you know, if it's still early morning, if it's between 5:15 and 5:30, and by 6 a.m. she was gone. The dudes probably had enough time to get her, move her, hide her, you know, somewhere where the cruise ship members know, you know, and wait till they dock, wait till everybody leaves, get her off, get her in rotation in the sex trade. You know, I really think it was an inside job. I really do. You know, stuff like that happens in Mexico all the time. There's spotters everywhere, all over the border. If you go in car, you know, they'll spot you and they'll follow you and they'll stop you and they'll rob you. You know, there's been people that I personally haven't known, but people that I've worked for, their family members, like some girl like a year ago, one of my coworkers, his niece or somebody got kidnapped. And she called and she told her mom, don't look for me anymore. I'm good. I'm, you know, they're not going to kill me. I just got to listen to what they tell me. You know, and I honestly think in this case, that's kind of what happened. I think she got spotted. They planned it, you know, because what a coincidence. She's drinking with the cruise ship member, you know, and, you know, out of all the people on a cruise ship, they choose her. And then she goes missing. I mean, I don't know. I really don't, man. You know, I really do think a lot of these cases are inside jobs. And I think this one was definitely one. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they go cruise ship hopping or whatever. You know, looking for other females to kidnap. You know, and who knows, man. But yeah, guys, that's all I got for y'all today. Next week, I'm going to start being more consistent. I really am. You know, I'm going to make more time for my podcast. You know, I don't expect this podcast to go huge or be world famous, but I like doing it. I like expressing my views to y'all. I like finding interesting cases that I like and letting y'all hear it, you know, and in case y'all may have not heard of this one. I remember I heard about this one years ago, and then I heard about it again a few days ago, and I was like, that's my podcast right there. I really don't want to make another coronavirus podcast. I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of going to stores, seeing masks and stuff, you know, but that's a new reality. That's a new normal. I got to deal with it, guys, but yeah, if you're listening, and I know I got a few people overseas here listening, do some research on this Amy Lynn Bradley case. There's a huge reward out there for her. She's been missing for like 22 years, I think. You know, you never know. You might have seen her. You know, you never know. You really don't. You know, and, you know, take your time and look at it as well. And think twice before you go on a cruise. I know I am. Shit. Fuck, I'm going to put a fucking, I'll put a GPS tracker up my ass, and If I go missing, my wife knows where it's at, you know? So, I mean, that's the only way I could be at ease over there, you know? But I don't know. Oh, yeah, quick update on my YouTube channel, Cowtown Media. I just got a new camera. I'm going to be uploading more. I'm going to be going to abandoned places and stuff like that. You know, check out my channel. Subscribe. I'd really appreciate it. If you do subscribe, please let me know you came from Cowtown, from Conspiracy Vault, and I will personally send you a $20 gift card to you, either by online or we'll figure out a way, but I'll get you hooked up. I promise that. You got my podcast here as a witness. Go to Cowtown Media. I got a new channel. I mean, I got a new camera, and you know, I'm gonna I'm definitely gonna try to expand this. And also, one of my buddies recently, I was talking to him on Snapchat. He's trying to start a YouTube channel. I'm more of a behind the scenes kind of guy, you know. I'm more of a camera guy. I'm more of a behind. I do got a personality, I think, but I like more of the filming, getting a vision, and then coming to my laptop, editing it, adding music, throwing some transitions in there, making it look nice, and seeing the finished product. That's what I like to do. That's more of me. Like right now I'm talking to y'all, I'm looking at my screen as it records, and I like that, you know. And he wants to make a YouTube channel of more of like our faces and stuff, like, which I'm gonna jump on it, you know. I'm gonna be on it, but I'm gonna be more of a shooter than a face on the channel, you know. But y'all check me out, and stay tuned so I can let y'all know when we get that YouTube channel going. I'm gonna talk to him tomorrow, write down some ideas, brainstorm some ideas. If y'all got any ideas, let us know. We're thinking about reviewing shit. I don't know if it's food. I really don't know what we're headed towards. Right now it's just it's up in the air, and we're trying to grab it and pull it down. And if you listen to us through the whole way, I know you did, and you subscribed to my Cowtown Media, and I'll get you hooked up, alright? I'm not trying to buy y'all, I'm just trying to thank y'all, okay? Keep that in mind. I'm not trying to buy you, I'm trying to thank you, okay? That's it. You know, it's a simple thanks for allowing my podcast to grow, and my YouTube channel to hopefully expand, and you know, hopefully one day, if it does grow, you know, I could really hook up my first subscribers and my podcast listeners to something nice, you know. But who knows? Like I said, right now it's just up in the air. But all right, guys, y'all have a good one, and check me out next week. I will have another podcast up and running. I'm going to be working on it right now. All right, y'all have a good one, and thank you for listening to Conspiracy Vault. All right.